This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
SocialCoast.org was established in spring 2011 to provide the Victoria region with an online hub, a social network for community activism. Since the start, founder Eric Nordahl and his partners have been working to fine-tune the online portal and increase its presence and impact. 187 members and 11 campaigns later, SocialCoast.org is making a difference, helping socially conscious people to get informed, get connected, and get involved. We're joined on the phone by Eric Nordahl.
Welcome back to People First Radio, Eric.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Eric, the socialcoast.org website looks as though it's undergone a renovation of sorts, that's for sure. And I'm wondering if you can tell us what's been developed there.
Yeah, definitely. Quite a bit of renovations, actually. It took a little while for us to put it all together, and recently met a few new partners that have been helping me out. And so a couple of main things that we've done, we have a take action page now. One of the things we found is people were coming to the website and didn't necessarily know what they could do, because that was kind of our selling point. Like, you know, just come to our site, we're a central hub, we'll tell you what you can do to get involved in the community. So that was one of the main things. We've created a page. It's got a top 10 list of things you can do, whether it's go online and sign a petition against something, or you can attend an event. So things like that. There's a top 10 list of things to do in and around Victoria. And as well on that page, we have a featured campaign. So every couple months at a time, we're going to start highlighting an organization in Victoria and really just try and promote, raise awareness about things that are going on. We can probably talk about the one a little bit later that we're highlighting at the moment. Another thing that we've created is just an events calendar. I guess a lot of sites have them, but ours is pretty cool. We've got just a wide variety. Basically, it's anything to do with activism or things going on in the community. We've got there, so it's becoming quite populated, and people are checking out on a lot too, so that's cool.
It looks like there are three organizational areas, so to speak, or there's three blocks that my eye was drawn to right away of a specific nature, and I encourage anyone who's listening to this while spending time on the web to go to socialcoast.org right now and follow along with the discussion while looking at the website. And the first one, Eric, I'm looking at that getting informed of the latest news and media releases, and this is your focus on awareness. The second box next to that, getting connected to the organizations and individuals, and that's your focus on community. And the third one is getting involved in the community to discover opportunities, and that is your action focus. Tell us more about those three focus areas.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was one of the things we wanted to have on the very front as well, just so people could find the way around the site quickly. The first one being the media releases. When we first started, and you might remember, we were just kind of finding neat stories that are, you know, posted by the Times Colonist or things like that, and just giving links to them. But one thing that we found was that all these organizations have media releases all the time, and we thought that we could just get in contact with them, and we just said, hey, if you've got a media release or a story, just send it our way, and we'll post it for you. So we're just getting into that, and we're trying to get as much of those media releases as possible, and we just post those for different organizations. The next one is getting connected to the different organizations. So, yeah, you can just click on that link. It'll show you our database of the different organizations. These groups have come on and signed up. So, for example, you can click on that, and if you find an organization, go to their page. Let's just go with the Ancient Forest Alliance. And then when you go on there, you can get a feed from their actual website and all of their contact information, what they do as an organization. So it's pretty good for an information source. And then that last box there, in terms of taking action or getting involved in the community, click on that, and then it'll take you to the Take Action page. And that was the page where it just tells you all of the stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm. People First Radio is a program about people, the society in which we live, and the issues related to health and wellness. Coming to you on CHOY 101.7 FM and streaming at CHOY.ca.
Social Coast is a non-profit organization designed to create a central hub for the environmental and social justice movement in Victoria, British Columbia. The organization provides a space for people to take action by supporting or creating local campaigns to become informed about local issues and solutions and to work as a part of a larger community creating positive change. SocialCoast.org brings together a diversity of people and ideas through networking, special events, online discussion, and unique campaigns. We're joined on the phone by SocialCoast.org founding partner Eric Nordahl.
And if you're just tuning into our broadcast, go to your computer and bring up socialcoast.org. You can follow right along. Eric, the footer at socialcoast.org includes a mention about an activist toolbox, which caught my eye as well. It says it's coming in March 2012. Tell us about that.
Yeah, totally. So that's something we're just we're working on. We were hoping to have it launched at the same time, but it's going to be a pretty big project. Basically, we just want to have a page where people can go to, whether they're involved in an organization or just want to get involved in starting their own campaign. Maybe they've got, you know, some kind of an idea, whatever, start up any sort of little campaign of their own. Want to have a thing that people can go to and just have resources, for example, of how to get these things done. Some templates of different posters or flyers so they can just go on there. They can save money instead of getting designers. They could just pull these up and add their own little text. Different resources like the just phone numbers and contacts for the different ministries and stuff around the province. All sorts of stuff. We're still a work in progress, but that's going to be a pretty neat tool for people.
You mentioned earlier that you've taken on some new partners. Who are they and what is that partnership about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the major ones is definitely Liam Hildebrand. He formerly had a website called Integreen with pretty similar goals, but it was more focused on the environmental movement in Victoria. And so just after we launched Social Coast in spring, me and Liam got together for a coffee or beer or whatever, and we sat down and talked about how we could work together because he was pretty much doing the same thing as I was, trying to head this organization kind of solo. And we just decided, you know, like we're doing such similar work, why don't we just get together? He saw the importance of encompassing not just the environmental movement, but the social justice movement as well. So, yeah, we were able to just kind of bring our ideas together. As well, I've got a lot of friends that are helping out. They're doing a ton of work for us. So that's super helpful.
Social Coast is focusing attention on one campaign at a time. What's the current focus?
Mm-hmm. So right now we're working with the Ancient Forest Alliance. Their mandate is to protect old growth all across British Columbia, but at the moment they're focusing on this little forest just near Cowichan Lake. They've named it the Mossy Maple Rainforest. It's a stand of old growth big leaf maples that's pretty much not, there's not really any of that left on the West Coast. So they're just working to raise awareness, and we're working to help them out. Bring attention to this forest that isn't protected. So that's the next couple months that's what we're working on. We've got specific goals as well. We are working to raise $1,000, and we're working to get 1,000 flyers out for them and get 100 signatures on their petition to ban old-growth logging. Yeah, it's pretty neat because we're doing a lot of stuff around the community. We're starting to get into just throwing events instead of, you know, just being online. So to raise all this money and raise awareness, we're doing a bunch of things. We're doing yoga for a cause. So we're pairing up with a yoga studio in town. We're doing a 100-mile dinner where we get some local chefs. We bring in a bunch of food that's all sourced within 100 miles and use that as a fundraiser, a dinner for about 50 people. We've done a couple of those already. And then we're doing a couple of other events as well. So, yeah, pretty exciting.
Eric Nordahl, we have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would encourage, as you've mentioned already, just to go and check out the website, socialcoast.org. We're always looking for even just feedback or people to get involved. So if there's anything you'd like to see us do or would like to help us do, please contact us. We're totally open to new ideas and all that stuff because we are pretty brand new.
Yeah, keep us posted, and thanks for joining us again. It was much appreciated.
Thanks so much. Appreciate
Bye.
It.
Eric Nordahl is a founding partner with SocialCoast.org, an online portal and social network that helps socially conscious people to get informed, get connected, and get involved.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.